Might have been an HW-101. That was a transceiver, I believe. It was a, that was an all tube. I actually went through Heathkit when they were still in business, did a tour of the place. They, I rode up there with a chief engineer of Channel 22 at the time, my friend Mike who worked there, and some other people, and they had a great big automated inventory system. It looked like a difficult way to do something simple, and I went through the place. Then I worked for the phone company when Heathkit shut down. I went down there and installed phone service to people that were in the building. But yeah, Heathkit, this market changed. You can buy a Japanese radio that worked better than Heathkit, so Heath kind of went out of business.
N9KXR. Yeah, no doubt about it. My first radio was a HP Yaesu FT470, I believe, dual band. And had a couple of ICOMs down the way that were mobile that I turned into bases. And had some Yagis I could turn around and crank stuff up a little bit. And talk about tubes. I remember almost killing myself one night on a live 6LQ6 tube. I believe I grounded myself out on it, or at least my finger did.